The appointed lesson is Mark chapter 1. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. In a motion picture released last summer, one man bets the other man on the steps of the church that the reading for the wedding will be 1 Corinthians 13. Though Paul did not have marriage in mind when he wrote this ode to love, any marriage would be improved by these words. Had the film been scripted for a synagogue, the reading would have been Ecclesiastes 3. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Life is predictable. Solomon knew that, and so does your insurance company, and appropriately fixes your payments. There is a time to be born and a time to die and a time for everything in between. Paul agreed. There is a time to put away the things of childhood. There are exceptions, but sooner or later, 25 and even 30-year-olds have to get out of the house and get on with life. Today we do things later than what we used to. The average age for graduating from college, acquiring meaningful employment, getting married, and having children is much later than it was a half century ago. Psalm 90's 70 has been upgraded to 77.6. The 40 exception will become the rule, and according to statistics released last week, 40 is the desired ideal. Time can be reset, but it cannot be stopped. Not only is there a time for everything under heaven, but there is a time for everything in heaven. At first, God intended to take us directly out of Eden into a higher glory in which he would incorporate himself into our life by incarnation, and we would be incorporated into his life, but by complete trust. Complete sanctification is just incarnation in reverse. He would be Emmanuel, God with us in every sense of the word. Even before sin, faith was all that really mattered. Our relationship to him depended on our loving him with the same love by which he created us. He wanted to see whether we really believed his word. It was a matter of faith, just as it is now. The rest of the creation is programmed to do what it does. We were different. Like God, we were created with the capacity to reason, speak, love, trust, and live in community with one another and with God himself, whose triune existence is community in perfection. Father and Son are bound to each other by love, and they are joined by the Holy Spirit to form a perfect unity. Our parents disregarded God's promises and instead accepted Satan's. The sweet command to love God was turned into the threatening curse of having no other gods. Faith was replaced by disobedience, and unbelief became the norm. Even believers are enticed from faith into unbelief when they admire the perfection of their own faith instead of looking to the God by whose word alone we live. Genesis 3 is the account of how mankind first disrupted the divine timetable and would happen again and again, and that's what the Old Testament is all about. But God overcomes even the delay of time and forces himself to the conclusion which he intended. Christmas is the story of how God finally succeeded. What he wanted to do all along by becoming one with us was accomplished in Jesus. The woman who was enticed by Satan was replaced by another woman who gave birth to the new Adam. In the fullness of time, God sent his son into the world, born of a woman. And God did not come gradually, but in one moment, he ruptured the sinews which held time together. And Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand." Scholars make a distinction between Chronos, which is supposedly ordinary time, and Kairos, which is time calculated according to God's purposes. The Hebrew antecedents for both of these words are used in Ecclesiastes. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter. But with God there is no ordinary time. He permeates every moment and hour to accomplish what he wants to. But within the broad spectrum of ordinary things, there was one moment in which all time was embraced. God was like an actor anxiously waiting to come on to the stage. In each act of the human drama, the forces of good and evil, light and darkness met, and the results were indecisive. It seemed that God would never come, and we were without hope. Then it happened all at once. His coming was like a balloon pricked by a sharp needle. It was like a rope ripping with an intolerable load. Midnight suddenly turned into noon. Winter's cold darkness was transformed into the summer's warm light. It was as Johann Sebastian Bach said, "Break forth, O beauteous heavenly light, and usher in the morning. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand." Time broke open like an overripe boil, and God came. But he did not come in sovereign, majestic glory, but as an ordinary, helpless baby. He not only wanted to be with us, he wanted to be like us. From birth to death, there is a time to be born and a time to die. Solomon spoke those words about Jesus. Jesus added another line. And there is a time to be born into the resurrection and to be born into eternal life.